Right now we're going to talk about old friends.
And we write down things from time to time. Hey, we want to talk about this on the show. And I've been sharing with you guys just, I don't know, funny anecdotes from back when I was in high school. And I told you about a guy that would always greet me as George Da.
Right.
He sat behind me and we've been talking about him. And I had written down for about the last 2 months, and we just haven't gotten to it because I didn't know exactly where to go with it, because I don't know if this was like unique to the guys who are your friends in relationships, but I think like in high school, the guys that you really hang around with, at least with me, we developed like our own language, communicating with each other, inside jokes, pranks. That's how guys communicate, I think, more than anything, especially when we are teenagers. And I had a buddy by the name of Kevin Hamlin. We went to school together at R.L. Turner. And he developed this language off of the word ye, which meant, yeah, right. He would just say ye, and we called it Yiddish. And basically, anything that you said was sarcastic. If someone was short and squatty, they were tall and thin. Oh, he's tall and thin, or you know, vice versa. Ye turned into, and I knew exactly what he was talking about. But we spent a lot of time around each other, and when we were in high school, in the first couple of years of college. But we, like a lot of friends that you have, you lose touch with them. And you hear from them every once in a while for whatever reason. There's that thing about there are friends for that you have for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And the reason, I think, was we were in high school together, and that was the season of our lives, but we still stayed in touch. And I got a text a couple of weeks ago from an unknown number. And it was Kevin's wife, and she told a terrible story about a heart episode that Kevin had had, and he was in the hospital so bad that they had to bring him back several times. And I don't want to give too many details for the family's sake, but he was in really bad shape in the hospital, and I haven't seen him. The last time we actually saw each other face-to-face, probably 15 years ago. But I felt like, although 40 years had passed almost since we were around each other all the time, I still felt that connection to him. And I felt like, well, I got to be there. And I was, and went up and talked to him. And he couldn't respond back. He was to the point where he was on life support. And it just right back in the days of high school, not only did we speak Yiddish to one another, we had this ongoing prank where no matter where we were or what time of day it was, it was a group of guys, probably five or six of us. It sounds really dumb, but we tried to rack each other. And usually it would be me going over to his house and he'd be on the phone with his girlfriend, spread-eagled on the bed, talking to her, and I'd pick up a baseball and chunk it at him, and he would usually have to hang up the phone. The same thing would happen at my house. Really dumb game. But here we are 40 years later. He's fighting for his life, and I had that goofy thought of
racking
trying to
him.
Find some sort of object just to go and rack him one last time to, you know, get one up on him. But he passed that day. And I've been thinking about it a lot for the last couple of weeks. I actually wrote a song about him, and it's one that Gordo always references. Chuck Morgan was the first one. No radio station ever played it, but Chuck Morgan used to play it at Ranger games. It's called In a Minute. And the reason I wrote it for Kevin was he loved high school so much. And when we were in high school, when we were juniors, he dated freshman girls. When we were seniors, he dated sophomore girls. And then when we went off to college, he went back and dated those same girls that were now seniors.
Wrong then, wrong now.
Well, I don't know if it was wrong. There was like 1 year, 2 years difference anyway. So we gave him a hard time about how he never really left high school, and that's what In a Minute is about, is you'd go back there in a minute. And
you sound good on guitar here.
That's Stevie P. That's not me. But it became a favorite song of ours because, like a lot of songs of mine, it's very nostalgic and everything. But in the last couple of weeks, I've thought, you know, before I got married and started having kids, some of the best times of my life were with him and our, you know, group of high school friends. Sometimes it would be a dozen of us out on a Friday night. Sometimes it'd be three or four of us. And as I've tried to just reason with this, you know, why did we lose touch? Why didn't we stay? Why didn't I do this segment 2 years ago when he was still with us? Because he listened to the show every day, and I have text messages over the last year where he would comment on something that he heard on the show, and I'd fire back. And that's how we've, you know, stayed in touch. I've just reasoned it with, you know, sometimes that's that whole season thing is true. But I think what is also true is that once you have that relationship, it never goes away. You know, I think we were both. We were friends for a season, and I think for a reason. We're both in common interests, same high school, but we're also friends for a lifetime. As I, you know, realized that day as I went up to the hospital and saw his wife, met her. That's how far out of touch, you know, our families haven't been around each other. He has a 12-year-old daughter, too. You know, so the prayers are not with people like me who, you know, failed to stay in touch. And it was a two-way street. Kevin probably did a better job than I did. But it's, you know, with them. His dad's still living. He was at the hospital, now in his 90s. And it was a really, really sad event, but it just got me thinking about so many things, about friendships and the fact that we are at a point in our lives now. We started this job when we were in our 20s. We're now in our late 50s. Hamlin was the same age, and you knew him. He originally went to Texas, then came up to North Texas and played sports with us, and intramural football and softball with us. Just so much fun to be around, but it's just, I don't know, got me thinking about a lot of things, and one of them is those friendships you have, they never die.
No, it's, you hear that so often. Boy, I hadn't seen him in 35 years, and it's like we had never been apart.
Right.
You know, you just, if you click
right back up,
if you click with somebody, you click with somebody. It's interesting that you bring up this topic because recently I've been in contact with a couple of my friends from grade school.
Wow.
In Oklahoma City, and we've been texting or messaging a lot. We were a lot through the Oklahoma City Thunder Mavericks series with one of them, and then I've been texting another one, messaging with him about OU football. And I haven't seen one of them in about 40 years, and the other one I've seen once in 40 years, maybe twice.
Yeah.
But when I'm messaging with them, it's like we're right back in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And it's really weird, and there's a warmness to the messaging, and there's still a warmness to the friendship. And I don't know, there's just something really strong about those bonds that you can pick up after 40 years, and it's like you're right back in the classroom.
Yeah. Here in this, you know, really sad hospital scene, I leaned in and told him, hey, you are slim and good looking. Because I know that's what he would say to me.
Right.
He was, you know, speaking Yiddish with me. And yeah, I just, we had so many good times. And I think we make some throwaway comments sometimes like, you know, it was high school. It didn't matter. And I think that is true for things that you shouldn't be haunted by things that happened to you in junior high and high school where people treated you like crap. But a lot of it did matter. Those relationships that you had that were a good thing, the good times that you had, they did matter. They shaped you to who you are now. If you're in your 30s or if you're in your 80s, those were our formative years, and that's how we learned to be a friend to somebody. And, you know, with the relationships we had in high school, they do matter. And yeah, they still matter to me. And I'm sorry we lost touch, but I've also been able to be at peace with it in that I'm so happy for him that he had his life ended short, but he had a great career. He had a passion for teaching and coaching. He did that for 30 years. He found the true love of his life. He had a daughter who, from what I understand, just, you know, absolutely adored, just like we all do our kids. And he found happiness, and that's given me a real peace over the last couple of weeks. But yeah, it just since I heard from his wife, it's taken me back. It's 1983 again, and this song has taken on new meaning too. Yeah, I would go back in a minute just to hang out for a day. We can't stay there, but I would do that just for a minute. And it also brings new meaning to this song that it all goes by in a minute.
Yeah.
40 years is a long time ago, but man, that is just a minute in the grand timeline. And it's really gone fast. And now this timeline for us as we get later in life is, you know, it's really speeding up.
You know, I've had friends each way to where I get back with them and it's like, we pick up where we left off. It's great. We have a good time. And I have other friends that I've reconnected with, and it's like, well, do we have anything current to talk about that? I mean, you know, it's that old Sopranos line. Sometimes it's depressing when every conversation is remember when.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times it's comforting.
Right.
It can cut each way.
Sure. And I guess what I'm also trying to say is that's okay, too, if you have those relationships where you get back and maybe you don't. But at least you had that time,
yeah.
You know, and it shaped you. You know, Kevin helped shape me to whatever. I mean, we shared so many things together. Hilarious times, usually girl problems and, you know, just things you go through when you're 16 to 21 years old that it's such a wild time anyway. And he was always around.
I've also been interested in the types of people. Like, I don't even know how it breaks down, but some people would love to go back to high school, and then others don't.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm in the don't category, but yet I don't remember high school being bad for me.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what it is about it that it was not my greatest time. The way that I know that some guy, if you're captain of the football team, that's a different matter, right? That
sure,
guy,
that's yeah.
probably the greatest time in his life.
Sure. And
when he was in the catbird seat.
Yeah.
Your friends are so incredibly important. Your family is the most important as you grow up, but the influence your friends have on you, it's in some ways it's more important because
oh, yeah.
you're with your friends, you know, from adolescence on, probably a lot more than you're with your family in some cases.
Yeah.
And I always remember my mom saying, I never worried about you because you had nice friends.
That's the key.
Yeah.
That's totally the key because those people, and Craig, you're right in that friends in a lot of ways more important than your family because those friends that you develop, particularly in that 12 to 18 area, they're the ones that determine the trajectory of your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's when you start creating habits and your personality and that kind of sets the trajectory of your life. And when you think about trajectory, think about like a gun. When you shoot that bullet and you just move it a millimeter over to the side when you shoot the gun, well, you have the added benefit of time. And way down the line, that's a big difference
yeah.
when you move it over a millimeter when you get a few miles away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was goofy like me, but he was a good dude, like a lot of my friends were. And a number of them I still keep in contact with, you know, not like we used to, not like every day. But yeah, he was one of those friends, you know, you have that friend that never knocks on the door.
He yeah.
just walks right in. That's what we were. And that really helped in the rat game too. You could, catch him by surprise.
Why were you always trying to touch your friend's penis?
You didn't have to touch. You just had to throw a trophy or a baseball at him.
You were always sexually assaulting your friends with objects.
It wasn't assault. It was just a funny prank. See if you could
oh,
rack
okay.
him. Kind of like crotch ball was up here. Yeah, don't play Little Red Riding Hood over there.
crotch ball was wrong too. I would always quit after I went first, trying
that
to
was
hit
so
someone.
Wrong. You would hit someone and go, "Okay,
okay,
yeah, I
forfeit. You win."
Well, sorry for your loss, but
yeah, rest in peace, Kevin Hamlin.
You're better to have known him.
Yeah, no doubt.